what it's all about.
Heard in my head, you'll shoot your eye out, you'll shoot your eye out. I love A Christmas Story. Well, hey, thanks for joining us here at 5:30. WREL News at 6 starts right now.
Coming up, a Raleigh man calling himself a pastor, charged with sex crimes against a child. Where and when investigators say the crimes happened, and what stunned friends are telling WREL.
Good news right in time for the holiday shopping season, a strong jobs report. But coming up, I'm going to tell you the one economic indicator that does show we're headed to a recession.
I'm tracking gusty winds and rain chances for your weekend parade forecast. See the 4 hours we're most likely to get wet.
A man who identifies himself on Facebook as a pastor is now charged with multiple child sex crimes. Right now, David Dixon is in jail on $10 million bond. Good evening and thank you for joining us tonight. I'm Gerald Owens.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Dixon was arrested in Raleigh and is now being held in Durham tonight because that's where investigators believe the crimes happened. WREL Durham reporter Sarah Kruger is live at the county courthouse. Sarah, with the court documents.
Michelle, according to an arrest warrant, there is one victim, and that victim is only 13 years old. Now, right now, Dixon is in jail in Durham. Monday morning, he will be right here in court.
A $10 million bond for 37-year-old David Dixon, an indication of how serious the charges against him are. Four counts of statutory sex offense with a child and one count of indecent liberties with a child. The warrant for his arrest states the crimes happened in October of this year. This is how many in the community know Dixon. On his Facebook page, he refers to himself as the senior pastor at Kingdom City Life Empowerment Church in Durham. I spoke by phone with a pastor who says she met him about a decade ago at a religious conference, and they've remained friends since. Now she is stunned.
Oh, my God, yes. Yes, never would have thought.
What was your impression of him from being friends with him?
From the time that I met him, the time that I was around him, laughing, fun, joking, churching, that's it. That's all I know. That's my life. It's to serve the Lord.
Durham Police is the agency investigating this case. I did reach out to them to see if there are any additional details they might be able to add, including if they believe there are any more victims. At this point, I have not yet heard back. Michelle and Gerald.
All right, Sarah Kruger live in Durham for us. Thanks, Sarah.
Tonight, we are tracking this weather system, bringing showers to our area for tomorrow. Our best chance for rain moves in around the time several communities will hold Christmas festivities. Meteorologist Anthony Baglione is in the WREL Severe Weather Center. Anthony, when is the rain going to move out?
Well, we're going to see this move out, Gerald, probably after about, let's say, 3 to 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. And so that's going to be the good news, I think, as far as the evening forecast tomorrow is concerned, that we should be a lot drier. But as far as lunchtime, the parade's going on tomorrow, just make sure to keep that in mind that we could see some showers. Let's get you over here to satellite and radar. You can see the front is back to the west. It is already sparking some showers back toward Tennessee. We are going to be dry tonight, though. No issues for any plans over the next couple of hours. Here is Futurecast advertising that nice dry picture. We will see the clouds, though, increase here over the next little while. We head into tomorrow morning. A light shower is possible by this point, 4, 5, 6 o'clock or so. But you notice the bulk of the coverage is not here at this point. Lunchtime, though, notice what happens. There's noon. We start to push that front in by 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock or so. We're tracking those showers here into our afternoon tomorrow. We'll go over the full timing on this and show you here if the rain sticks around for Sunday coming up here in just a little bit.
All right. Thanks, Anthony.
Well, in the last few hours, we learned a landfill fire in North Raleigh that's been burning for about a week is finally out tonight. This is video from Sky 5 from last Friday. The Wake County Fire Marshal's office confirmed today that the flames at Walls Recycling Facility on Gresham Lake Road near I-540 have been extinguished. They warn that light smoke may still be visible, and officials have said the fire was set unintentionally.
Another school in our area was put on lockdown today after receiving a threat similar to fake calls made to more than a dozen schools in North Carolina yesterday. School officials at the School of Creative Studies in Durham County say the threat was not credible and originated from outside the county.
Gerald, right now in the Live Center, a sad update out of Hillsborough. Do you remember that man who was working at that Home Depot store and he was pushed to the ground when that suspect came through to steal some things? Investigators say he has passed away from his injuries. Here's the video that police released, and you'll see the man, the 82-year-old, come out of his hut right there, and the suspect in that black gear shoves the guy to the ground and takes those pressure washers and just leaves the scene. On your screen right now here in the Live Center, take a good look at this guy. This is the suspect. This happened back in October on the 18th. He has still not been arrested. Now with the death, this has been ruled a homicide. Investigators there in Hillsborough are asking anyone in the community to look at this photograph. If you know who this man is, you are asked to call the police right away. Now with that 82-year-old man who worked at Home Depot dead from those injuries, this certainly escalates things as the investigation here continues tonight.
Just such a sad story. Thank you, Mark. Flu cases are increasing again after going down for a few weeks. The newest numbers show that more than 3,300 people tested positive across the state last week. That is up compared to 3,011 the week before. Local hospitals are also starting to see an increase in wait times, and doctors in emergency rooms in the Triangle and in Fayetteville are dealing with patients suffering from more than one respiratory illness. Patients experiencing conditions such as heart attacks, chest pains, and strokes get priority. While emergency rooms are obligated to see patients who walk in, doctors are asking people with less severe injuries to seek care at urgent care offices.
We still have almost 30 people with COVID in the hospital, almost 20 with flu, and about 10 or so with RSV. But lots of people with respiratory illnesses could be seen in urgent care centers or even their primary care physician offices.
And doctors say we're just moving into the cold and flu season, and with COVID restrictions lifted and people traveling for the holidays, they expect even more people will be getting sick.
America's job market continues to defy expectations. Today, we learned 263,000 jobs were created nationwide in November, more than experts expected. It's one sign of a strong economy. But as 500 Side's Keely Arthur explains, there's another warning sign that has economists concerned about a recession.
It's the holiday season. There's a lot to celebrate, including a 3.7% unemployment rate. That is the lowest it's been in nearly 50 years. But another key economic indicator that hasn't been wrong in decades is now telling us that a recession might be on our doorstep.
Well, I'm just going to pick up a Christmas gift from Tin Roof Tees, my favorite tea shop.
Camille Wallace is in the spirit of giving, just with a smaller budget.
How much does the economy and the outlook for it right now affect your holiday shopping?
Quite a lot. So we're not doing nearly the shopping that we used to.
A recent transplant from California, she knows she's in a better position financially by living here in North Carolina.
California is like next level.
It is insane.
Still, even with a lower cost of living, the cost of living anywhere right now remains high. A string of big interest rate hikes from the Federal Reserve designed to wrangle inflation and slow new jobs hasn't had the desired effect. But Dr. Gerald Cohen with UNC says the one indicator that's the best predictor of a recession.
It has predicted every recession since the mid-1960s.
Just predicted another one is nearly here.
The spread between 10-year treasuries and 3-month treasuries.
That spread is shown right here in this chart. It measures the difference in long-term and short-term interest rates to predict a recession. Every time that line has dropped below zero, the U.S. has entered a recession, and it just dropped below zero in the last month.
It's sometime in the next year to 18 months, it is very likely, or I will say, I believe that we will have a recession based on this indicator.
Now, Cohen expects this recession to be a mild one. He also expects interest rates to go up yet again another half percentage point at the end of this month. Keely Arthur, 5 on your side.
We are expecting the Federal Reserve to announce the next rate hike on December 14th.
The Triangle home prices are climbing again, even as the number of sales fell to a four-year low. Last month, median home prices were at $399,000. That's 8% higher than the median price the same time last year. The increase comes as the number of closings dropped to about 2,500. That's the lowest number on record since January of 2019. The number of new listings is also decreasing. Even still, experts say the Triangle housing market remains more resilient than many others across the country.
Under Armour has opened an innovation center on NC State's Centennial campus. The popular sports equipment and clothing company is investing about $1 million in this partnership. The focus will be in NC State specialty, textile research and development. Under Armour employees will work with university researchers at the center. This agreement is for 5 years. Under Armour will also work with the Wilson College of Textiles to test fabrics.
If your family is heading out on the hunt for a Christmas tree this weekend, get ready for sticker shock. How much more it could cost you and why inflation today could drive up those prices for Christmases yet to come.
Plus, we are counting down to the ACC Championship kickoff in Charlotte. WREL's Chris Lee is live in Charlotte as North Carolina looks to win their first ACC title in more than four decades. A preview of the action coming up in sports.
Right now, the miscommunication that led to the deadly shooting of a man on his porch by police. We hear from his family what the body cam reveals. Also, the Thanksgiving week flu surge with the new numbers tell us ahead on Nightly News.
This is a live look at the Christmas tree outside the state Capitol building in downtown Raleigh. In the last 15 minutes, the 25th annual Tree of Life celebration and candlelight vigil got underway, honoring the lives lost in crashes across North Carolina.
The lights and ornaments on the 16-foot-tall tree represent nearly 1,800 people killed in 2021. Decorations also remember fallen law enforcement as well.
The families looking for the perfect Christmas tree this weekend better prepare themselves for sticker shock.
Yeah, the NC State Extension says trees grown here in our state will cost you 10% to 15% more than last Christmas. WREL's Matt Talhelm is live in Raleigh to explain what's causing the cost to go up so much, Matt.
Yeah, you know, Shepherd's Way Farms trucks all of these trees in. You see them right here from Ashe County. That's about 190 miles to get to where they sell them here at the Village District. They've seen fuel costs, the cost of supplies, labor, even the land all go up. And of course, that means it's getting passed down to higher prices on these tags.
So that's the right one?
Yes. I
want to make sure.
The McCabe family's selection of a Christmas tree didn't take long to get from the lot.
Took 3 minutes to find that tree. It was sitting right there.
To the top of their car.
Thank you.
A lot faster than last year's visit to Jordan Lake Christmas Tree Farm.
Yeah, it was about 2 hours last year. We were wandering around the fields looking for one.
That hunt has been a family tradition since the college-age McCabe kids were little, along with the Santa and elf hats they wear.
Everybody gets their own hat. Yeah. Depends on the year.
71, 70, 13.
This year, Dad Sean noticed a difference on the price tags hanging from the trees.
We paid about 120 last year, 160 this year, so that's about 40 bucks up.
You're all done. Thank you.
Diana May's family owns the Chatham County farm. They bring in pre-cut firs and pines from the mountains, where fewer family farms are growing these evergreens, and it's costing more to get them here.
But because of the shortage, because of inflation, because of
shipping prices and diesel fuel, the wholesale prices for these trees have been much higher than we've ever expected or ever seen before.
The state extension says Christmas trees grown in North Carolina cost 10 to 15% more this year, with prices ranging from $65 to $250, depending on the size and type of tree.
We really are trying to keep our prices as low as possible and share that expense with the customers. We want people to be able to have Christmas.
That's the spirit that keeps the McCabe family coming back, no matter the cost.
We got to pay more in inflation, and we won't get political about it all, but it's Christmas time, so you just do it.
You can see a lot of families out here right now live at the Village District are just doing that. They're buying their trees no matter what here. Now, the owner of Shepherd's Way Farms tells me that some of these smaller trees that you see right here, these, you know, 6 foot, 8 foot ones, they're about $5 to $7 more this year than last year. Some of the bigger trees, though, they'll cost you about $20 to $25 more. He says that comes down to there's a shortage in the supply of those. It also takes longer and costs more to grow those trees, which sometimes can take 10 plus years to grow.
Wow, that's crazy.
I saw an artificial tree.
Yeah.
With a $900 price tag.
What? $900? Well, I mean, I guess it'll last you more than 10 years, right?
Ridiculous.
All right, Matt Tallahome live in Raleigh for us. Thanks, Matt. Well, there are lots of Christmas festivities planned this weekend, and your family can get in the holiday spirit with WREL's Knights of Lights.
Meteorologist Kat Campbell is live at Dix Park, where Knights of Lights is underway this Friday night. Kat, tell us how it's going out there for you.
It's going great out here, Gerald. This is my new friend, Isaac. Isaac is out here at the Holiday Outpost. So have you met Santa Claus tonight? And did you tell him you were very good this year? Awesome. Well, we're out here at one of the photo op opportunities. So there are five different places where you can take a picture with your friends, my friend Isaac here, or your family. Even the parents can get involved. And we even had some fun with it. Check this out. Photojournalist Jamie Munden and I, we hopped in the photo booth. All these printouts are free, and you can get as many as you want with your family. There are lots of kids out here. This is one of the new experiences this year, and I want to show you the big man himself is here. We have both Santa and Mrs. Claus. The kids are so excited to see him tonight, and these experiences are still available on WRALKnightsoflights.com, so be sure to check them out. Let's talk about weather tonight. It has just been beautiful out here this evening. Not too warm. You don't want it to be too warm. You still want it to feel festive outside, but not too cold like it was last night. Temperatures are only falling into the 40s tonight, so it'll be about 20 degrees warmer than it was last night. And I think we're going to actually hit our low temperatures early tonight, and that's because we've got a warm front lifting through. So we may hit 47 around midnight with temperatures beginning to rise toward daybreak tomorrow morning. A lot more clouds move in tonight. That's ahead of our cold front, but the rain holds off for your Friday night, and that is key. We don't expect rain to impact any of your holiday plans for tonight. Tomorrow, we could run into some issues, but when you look at the rainfall potential here, it's just not going to be a whole lot of rain. We're looking at less than 1/1500ths of an inch of rain, so it's not a whole lot of rain this weekend, but it may be inconvenient, especially since it's on a Saturday. 65, though, at least the high tomorrow, so it's just some spotty light rain early Saturday through midday. It shouldn't wash out your plans, and as we head into Sunday, temperatures should be right around 54. So a little cooler behind the front on Sunday. Saturday's rain chances hour by hour should peak between about 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. That's when we have a 60% chance for rain. And by the time we get to the evening, it's just a 20% chance. It'll be breezy, though, as the cold front itself blows through. So a heads up, if you are headed to some of the holiday parades tomorrow, I know Fayetteville and Andrew at 10 a.m., you will want to have an umbrella or a raincoat with you. But I think by the time we get to 5 o'clock for the Apex Rotary Parade, we should have dry weather by then. So certainly looking up at least for that parade. Otherwise, have the umbrella with you if you're going to be doing some holiday shopping or anything outside tomorrow. Temperatures are going to drop into the 50s on Sunday, and Sunday morning we're back in the upper 30s, 33 by the time we get to Monday morning, but at least we have no more 20s on the 7-day forecast. In fact, we got some 60s next week, but the trade-off with that is that it is likely to come with some rain. Out here at WRAL Knights of Lights tonight, we've got beautiful weather. I wanted to show you inside the new Holiday Outpost experience. It has been a big hit this year. It's before you go through the lights, so be sure to come out here and check it out. Make a whole night out of it with your family. Lots of smiling faces tonight.
All right, fantastic. Kat always gets the great assignments. Kat Campbell live at Dix Park. Thank you.
Well, the 2022 ACC football championship game kicks off tomorrow.
Yeah, Tar Heels looking to pull off the upset. Chris Lee live in Charlotte with a preview of the big game. Chris?
Yeah, Gerald and Michelle, you know, the great philosopher Nelly said, two is not a winner and three nobody remembers. The North Carolina Tar Heels want to be number one. Coming up next in sports, Mac Brown tells us how he's motivating his team to try to walk away from Charlotte with a little bit of extra hardware. That's next in sports. Welcome to sports. I'm Chris Lee. We are right here live in Charlotte at Bank of America Stadium, where tomorrow a new ACC champion will be crowned at the ACC championship game. The North Carolina Tar Heels looking to win their first ACC title in 42 years. But to do that, they have to get over the best team in the conference, which is the Clemson Tigers. Now, the Tar Heels come into this game as a 7.5-point underdog. Head coach Mac Brown says that playing for an ACC title puts this team a little bit ahead of schedule, but with only five Power 5 college football games playing on Saturday, Brown wants his guys to get the big one with the world watching.
To have a chance to do something that hadn't been done in 42 years is really, really special. And what I've told them is everybody's picking Clemson to win. Everybody knows Clemson's got the best team in the ACC, and they've had that just about every year. What I want your best. I want you to give me everything you've got for 60 minutes because you're going to remember this game for the rest of your life. And that's all I can ask you to do.
Now, will tomorrow be the last time we see some Tar Heels suit up for the team? Well, here's something that's happening on Monday. Players can start entering the transfer portal. We've seen teams tamper and offer players deals through NIL so they'll jump ship. Drake May could be one of those targets for other teams because of his stellar season. But Coach Brown isn't concerned with May leaving.
There, I sat down to lunch with one of our starters the other day, and I said, are you getting calls? He said, oh, Coach, I got 15 places I can go. And he said, I'm not going anywhere. And I said, are they offering you money? He said, yes, 100%. So I don't think Drake will go anywhere because he's a Carolina family.
Now, more on this game in just a second, but let's look ahead to Sunday on with the NFL on WRL and Fox 50. First on Fox 50, you can watch Jalen Hurts and the Philadelphia Eagles taking on Derrick Henry and the Tennessee Titans. Kickoff is at 1 o'clock. Then it's Sunday Night Football on WRL. The Indianapolis Colts on the road taking on the Dallas Cowboys. Kickoff for that one is at 8:20. But the main event before we get to Sunday is the ACC championship game here in Charlotte. The North Carolina Tar Heels looking for their first ACC championship since 1980. To do that, they have to play and beat the Clemson Tigers. Kickoff for that game is at 8 o'clock. WRL will be here in Charlotte all weekend to bring you the latest. Make sure you stay tuned with us. We'll send it back inside to you guys.
All right, Chris, thank you. And thank you for joining us. We're just minutes away from NBC Nightly News. You probably know someone suffering from the flu. I'll tell you how Thanksgiving affected the virus and where it's most active.
And tonight at 7, the man convicted of murdering another man during a Craigslist deal is apologizing. WREL was in the courtroom for his emotional message to the victim's family. That's tonight at 7.